Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today is the 3rd. It's December. It's 2024. And I just spent the last 8 days out in the desert right next to Death Valley in a place called Calico. And I did a lot of filming the night sky. And I want to show you a video that I caught with night vision. Now, bear in mind, you can't see this with the naked eye. Sometimes you can, but most times you can't. But this footage I caught right here is kind of crazy. So right now you're going to see a strange one. And I firmly believe that this is an angel or a power or a principality moving through the sky. It's not an airplane. You've seen airplanes on night vision before. They light up like a Christmas tree. That looks like it's got a pulse. And it's just kind of cruising right along. But, I mean, you see all these stars? It's very cloudy out. Fortunately, the night vision can see through the cloud layer. You know what I mean? You can kind of see the clouds. But see all these stars? Well, look at this video. Look at how many things are moving through the sky at one time. I just filmed this a day ago. You got this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, that guy, this guy down here, this guy down here, this guy down here. Now, this is not Starlink. I filmed Starlink when they first put them up, and Starlink is a perfectly straight line of probably some sort of balloons that are holding up some such, or who knows. But these, 1, 2, 3, 4. I moved the camera. I didn't realize I was catching this. You know what I mean? Night vision. But I mean, look at all this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Where else are they? 7, 8. There's just a whole bunch of these boys rolling around. You know what I mean? Look at this. And that's not Starlink. Starlink does not. Starlink moves in a perfectly straight line. And you see what it's just, it's absolutely everywhere. This guy's going that way. That guy's going this way. I wish I had known, but the reason I'm showing this, and you already know the answer, is this. Like I said before, I post these on my Facebook account all the time because I really don't have time to go through all the videos. I've got a ton of videos of the night sky, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of the stuff that's floating around, no pun intended, has been completely debunked. So it's not as crazy as it sounds, but it's pretty crazy. Like this, for instance.
FBI is now getting involved in an investigation into these mysterious, apparently small car-sized drones that people are spotting flying over New Jersey in the middle of the night. Look at this. One woman there took the video you're seeing. So that's it. It looks like it's flying pretty low. And from that perspective, it looks very large, right? And all those lights in the sky that you see those lights? Those are apparently drones as well, they say, seeming to fly in a V formation.
So what's going on here is, every single night since the 18th of November, this has been happening over New Jersey. And people are seeing them all day, every day. They just come there and hang out and roll around. And suddenly, the airplanes have been rerouted, so they're not disturbing this. But the FBI and local authorities are on this. They're absolutely on this. They're going to figure out what's going on. This has been going on for weeks. This is your government not protecting you. Because I've told you this. I told you this in the last video. I hate to repeat myself, but listen to this. I grew up next to Logan Airport. I've been watching the skies for almost 50 years. Almost 50 years. That's crazy, right? But it was something, you know, when you're locked in a room your entire childhood and all you can do is look out the window, that's what I did. And I actually had access to encyclopedias and literature. So that's all I did was I read and then I studied the skies. You know what I'm saying? If you guys have been with me for quite a while now, you know, 14, 15 years, you know that when I first started this channel, I kind of believed in NASA. I believed in the moon landing. I believed in all that stuff. But it's not true. None of it's true. What we're seeing up there are literally powers, principalities, and luminaries. Period. This young lady points it out perfectly. I hit her up on TikTok, hoping maybe I can get her on a live stream.
Sadly, the girl that I wanted to show you, apparently her channel's been taken down since 3 hours ago when I watched it. It's a strange thing, but when you cut too close to the quick, they don't like it. But on that, I'll digress.
According to AI, this is what an angel looks like. This is what an angel looks like. And it makes sense because if you read your Bible, it's very, very similar. Angels aren't these beautiful blonde, blue-eyed women with wings. Even though when my grandmother was passing away, she had just stopped eating and drinking. And she was good with it. She was good with it. That's where I took my inspiration from. Her body had failed her, and she was leaving on her own terms.
But one thing I forgot to mention, because this is the fourth time I'm re-recording this over and over and over again, is when my Nana, her last day, she asked me where the blonde lady that was standing in the doorway went. And I assumed that was her guide to the next realm. When her husband, my grandfather, died, I was in the room also, and he looked right through me and my aunt and said to whoever was behind us that we couldn't see that he was ready to go now. So when you're dead or leaving this mortal coil, maybe you see things, but when you're still alive, not so much. JMO.
Her body had failed her, and she was leaving on her own terms. You know what I'm saying? That's why when they told me I needed to get organ donors, and I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. If my truck breaks, I replace the parts, but I use the parts from the same factory. I can't get parts for me from the same factory. If my body fails, that's on me. It's on me. I lived a wild, wild life, and it is what it is. So there's that. But this imagery that AI is showing is exactly what we're seeing when we point our P900s and P950s at the stars. You're seeing the same thing. And even back when I first started doing it, I always wondered why it seemed like when you tried to focus in, it was like they were looking straight at you and then they just bailed. You know what I'm saying?
And as a matter of fact, I was focused on the sky so much that the mainstream had to take me down a peg or two, if you remember.
23rd of January, 2018. And once again, the mainstream media, the real fake news, has decided to take my name in vain. Now, Sebastian Kett.
All right, I'm not going to keep running this, but I just wanted to, in case you don't know who I am or you're new to the channel or whatever, I've been on this a long time, so much so that they've gone after me in the mainstream media more than 36 times. But real quick, here's what a star looks like when you zoom in on it. That's the best you're going to get with any type of a telescope that any regular person can afford. See what I mean? It's like it knows you're watching it, and it zooms in, and then it turns into exactly what the AI showed us. That would be a bunch of rings covered in eyes with an eye in the center, just like AI showed us. You know what I'm saying? So there's powers and there's principalities, and understand that, in my opinion. I mean, it says right in your Bible, so it's either you believe your Bible or you don't.
And it's a funny thing. I only mentioned two conspiracies to my grandmother ever because I lived with her the last 5 years of her life. I basically took care of her. I was the only one in the family that owned my own company. I was single. I didn't have any kids. And nobody else seemed to want to do it. So I did it. I told Nana about the chemtrails. I tried to show her the toothpaste guy, as I described it. And then one day, she was watching Reverend Al Sharpton, which I just couldn't believe. My grandfather, I'm Paisan. My grandfather would be rolling in his grave. But he was talking about UFOs. And I sat down and I said, Nana, if they ever say that UFOs are landing down here, don't believe it. They're demons. They're fallen angels. They're fallen entities.
And in typical Nana fashion, she just looked at me and went, okay, honey. You know what I mean? So I never pursued it. She wasn't open to it. She didn't talk shit to me, but she wasn't open to it. But I'll tell you what. Her husband, who won a Silver Star on D-Day for jumping, he was a paratrooper. Paratroopers didn't exist before D-Day. He pulled five guys out of the water because when they hit the water at Normandy, the ocean started filling up their parachutes and they were drowning, and he saved them. And you know who told me? Nobody. I found out in his obituary because that's my family. You got to remember, I'm the guy that when my mother died, I'm an only child. When my mother died, as evil as she was, my family knew, and I called them to tell them, and they were like, oh, we knew yesterday, but I found out in the comments of YouTube. But on that, I'll digress.
And it's funny because we're here. Here we are. I mean, I can't believe these guys are doing this. And what gets me the most is the government's telling people just to call them in and report them. They have had for weeks, they have had drones, they're calling them, just flying around their towns like that, just like that, all over their towns. Nothing to see here, folks. Let me tell you something, and I explained this to you before. I've had my drones, and it's not new. It's not a revelation. If you go into airspace you don't belong in, they can silently and quickly take your drone right out. Boom, it's gone. It just drops to the ground, and it's a wrap. But apparently, these drones are surveying this area, and the government is doing what the government did to the people down in Asheville. They're not protecting you. These things are a threat. The FBI is being called in because they don't know what they are. They don't know who they belong to. They don't think they know exactly who they belong to. I've had drones since day one, okay? Do you know how many times I've got myself caught up because I tried to launch when an airplane was around, or I was launching in an unusual area, or I was in upstate New York and didn't realize there was an underground military base, and it was like I flew into an electric wall. The drone stopped and could not penetrate. I flew up by Cape Deception in Washington into military airspace on the ground, on the beach, but they had the net all the way around them, electronic net, and it just took my drone, brand spanking new drone, right out. They can do that, no problem. But for some reason, they're just saying, it is what it is. We don't know who they are. It is what it is. There's nothing can be done. And you think that that's a complete and utter coincidence that this is all occurring right now after we've been warning about it for years, and then Congress just had hearings on this, and then Netflix just had George Knapp on there with a 6-part series talking about all sorts of drones that look like jellyfish and so forth and so on and blah, blah, blah. Let me show you a few things real quick. These are the military drones that we're allowed to know about, okay? These are the ones that we're allowed to know about. The ones that we don't know about, it is what it is. But here's the dimensions. 39 feet, 40 feet, 41 feet, 44 feet, and their weight varies, okay? They don't seem to want to give out the weight. This thing weighs 5 tons. This thing weighs undefined. This thing weighs 2 tons. These guys have been around a long time, and it isn't just people in New Jersey seeing drones. They're being seen everywhere, and I don't even know why they're calling them drones, because we don't know what they are. You know what I'm saying? But suddenly, all of a sudden, the switch flips, and nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows what these are, and there's nothing that can be done about it. It's total and utter nonsense.
And here's another fun fact. The media, when they're reporting about these drones, when they're done interviewing people, the newscasters are all giggling and laughing, like, oh, look at the different lights. I like all the lights on them, this, that, and the other thing. The reason I showed you the military drone specifications is because they keep saying these things are the size of a car. A car. Did I say that non-Boston-like? I'll do it in Boston. Ready? They're saying these things weigh the same as a car. It's crazy. These things, you got drones flying around that weigh the same as a car? That's crazy. But on that, I'll digress. And also, the FBI isn't on UFOs, okay? You got drones that have been hanging out over an entire state in the Union, in the United States of America? That's the military. But they're calling in the FBI because they did a good job on Sandy. Oh, wait a minute. No, they didn't. But on 9... Oh, no, actually, they weren't around for that either, were they? The Maui... that wasn't them either. Never mind. I digress.
Total and utter nonsense. So if the people that take all your money at the point of a gun every year can't protect you, then protect yourselves. Because this is getting out of hand. I can't believe someone hasn't taken one of these bad Larrys down yet. But it isn't just being seen on the ground. Pilots are seeing it in the sky as well. This is from airline pilots over Texas 2 days ago.
Up the river, the MOA is hot. You got anybody mess around over there?
It is cold. Well, I was curious why you asked.
It sounds a little weird, but we keep asking about the MOAs. We keep asking because we're following these two kind of lights that are up above us that are kind of jogging back and forth left and right for the past like half hour.
Really? I don't see anything on radar. No, rivers is not active.
Okay, so real quick, if these pilots are seeing what they're describing, because it's two separate pilots and two separate planes, and they're both like, WTF, what's going on here? And ground control is saying, we don't see anything on radar. If they're not seeing it on radar, it ain't drones.
Now, I've shown you this many moons ago. This is the United States Internet Archive, okay? This is .gov. TR-3B patent. I showed you this many, many moons ago. This is old, old, old technology. But they have it. You know what I'm saying? And does that look familiar whatsoever at all? And I find it kind of strange that these drones are just literally hanging out over New Jersey every single night, all night long, not during the day, but they have their lights on. They don't need to have their lights on in order to do what they do. Whatever these things are, their lights are on so you can see them. You see what I mean? Isn't that an amazing little picture of the TR-3D from above? TR-3B from above. I mean, it's exactly the Eye of Horus. It's funny how everything comes back around to this. Seriously. But here's this. These things are showing up absolutely everywhere. I don't understand the gameplay here because they were pushing civil war right down our throat big time. And here's the fun thing about that. Well, you told us there was going to be civil war. Here's the other thing. They monitor us. They monitor us so they can censor us. But when they monitor us, they look at what I'm saying. They look at what you're saying in the comments. And then they look at what you're saying on all your other social media. And they must have figured out that this was the way to go for whatever reason. Maybe their AI, maybe CERN has done what it needed to do. And the fallen angels now found themselves in some sort of a body or a vessel where they can interact with us. And it would probably look, if I had to guess, just like this. And these bad boys are all over the internet. All the celebrities have them. They're already doing sexual poses with them. They're already, these things are already coming out telling that the people that bought them, that they're lying to them. I mean, how did these just pop up out of nowhere and then suddenly they're absolutely every place all at the same exact time? You know what I mean? And don't forget that Elon Musk just came out with a new AI called Grok. If you look on your Twitter, you'll see it. It's right there. Home, Explore, Notifications, and then Grok, which is Elon's new, completely new AI that's apparently smarter, stronger, and faster than every other AI on Earth. Now, you're one of my listeners, so you know this, but let's remind the people, shall we?
AI is a fundamental existential risk for human civilization, and I don't think people fully appreciate that. On the artificial intelligence front, you know, I have exposure to the very most cutting edge AI, and I think people should be really concerned about it. I keep sounding the alarm bell, but you know, until people see like robots going down the street killing people, like they don't know how to react.
Okay, irony alert. How ironic is he said that 9 years ago on a Japanese news station. Until people see robots running down the streets killing people, they won't know how to react. And that's exactly what he's offered up. He comes up with this Grok super AI after telling everybody AI was uncontrollable and would kill humanity. Then he says people won't understand how bad AI is until it's literally running down the street in robot form killing people. But again, I'm going to digress.
See, like, robots going down the street killing people, like, they don't know how to react, you know, because it seems so ethereal. AI is a rare case where I think we need to be proactive in regulation instead of reactive. Because I think by the time we are reactive in AI regulation, it's too late. Now, that, in the past, has been bad. People, like, they don't know how to react, you know, because it seems so ethereal. AI is a rare case where I think we need to be proactive in regulation instead of reactive. Because I think by the time we are reactive in AI regulation, it's too late. Now, that in the past has been bad, but not something which represented a fundamental risk to the existence of civilization. AI is a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. In a way that car accidents, airplane crashes, faulty drugs, or bad food were not. They were not. They were harmful to a set of individuals within society, of course, but they were not harmful to society as a whole.
Now let's listen to Elon after he thinks everybody forgot what he said, shall we?
You said something that caught me right away when we were discussing various issues just before we started.
We got the XAI data center or supercomputer center training from beginning installation to start of training in 19 days, which is the fastest that anyone has ever gotten a supercomputer to train.
And is that in that new building off to the side?
That's in Memphis, actually.
It's in Memphis?
Yeah.
Notice how he called it AI and then switched up to supercomputer, not once, but twice. And notice how he's using the Angela Merkel sign right there. That is not a comfortable way to keep your hands. I've been live streaming for years and years. And once in a while, you'll put your hands like this by accident. But holding your hands upside down like that, it just isn't natural. But again, I digress. That's an awful lot of digressing in one video, but again, I digress.
That's in Memphis, actually.
It's in Memphis?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where you were?
Yeah.
I see.
Memphis, okay. The capital of ancient Egypt.
Right. Yeah, you're bringing what?
Perhaps that's where our new god will come from.
Yeah, no kidding.
Perhaps that's where our new god will come from.
No kidding. Yeah, I wish that was funny.
Memphis, the capital of ancient Egypt.
Yeah, you're bringing what?
Perhaps that's where our new god will come from.
Yeah, okay, so I want to talk to you about a line.
I wish that was funny.
Yeah, right.
Look, I mean, there are a few things we're aiming for with Grok, the XAI.
Yeah, so why'd you pick Grok?
Well, I think, because of the meaning of the word.
Yeah.
To Grok something is to understand it at a very deep level. And
okay, I got to apologize because some of this is all over the place, but like I said, this is my fourth try uploading the same video over and over and over. But listen to Elon right here, and I'm going to point something out, and you're probably going to agree.
So what happened with you where you decided or you took on a more fatalistic attitude? Like, what was there any specific thing, or was it just the inevitability of our future?
Now see this long dramatic pause, and remember, this is from 6 years ago. It looks like he's sullen or worried about humanity. I firmly believe his answer is taking this long because his neural link, or neural lace as it's really called, is taking a few minutes. You know what I mean? He's buffering, in my opinion.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years.
This seems nobody. Like-
See how he was looking down in a way? He was literally downloading from his neural lace. See, they call it neural link now, but it was neural lace. Anthony Patch and I did. You should watch this entire video right here. Richie from Boston Fan Page just put it up 3 hours ago. I made this video back in 2022, and I refer back to a live stream Anthony Patch and I did back in 2016. The neural lace was originally going to be injected into your jugular vein, and then the spider web would literally wrap around your brain. It would envelop your entire brain. I don't think they need this anymore because they got everybody to do it with the COVID vaccines, with the black oxide, the black goo inside of it, and all the other wacky things going on. But again, let me digress.
Scene in a movie nobody where listened. The robots are going to fucking take over and you're freaking me out. Nobody listened.
Nobody listened.
No one. Are people more inclined to listen today? It seems like an issue that's brought up more often over the last few years than it was maybe 5-10 years ago. It seemed like science fiction.
And it's funny how, look how sullen, how sad, you know, nobody listened. And now he's doing it on an Uber labor, on an Uber scale. Not only has he come out with some new AI that's bigger and better than everything else, I'm sorry, a supercomputer, but he's also come out with the robots to literally be the vessel to pour in these fallen entities. This is insanely crazy. It's insanely crazy that this is happening. People's memories are so short. That's what the internet was for. That's why I spend so much. I mean, how many people do you know that have been on social media as long as me? Seriously. I'm an OG. I've been at this a long time. My Twitter was in 2010. My YouTube was in 2010. I've been around. I was the first person canceled. First person. And unlike Tucker Carlson, where canceling him gave him a well, look at me. They canceled me because I was telling you too many truths. No, they weren't. No, they didn't. No, sir. They did it because it's a good move. You want to make somebody look good? Russell Brand. And ironically, in this particular video right here, I was talking about getting kicked off. There was an article on Before It's News that I did, and then they kicked me off because they said I was bad-mouthing Russell Brand. Russell Brand is one of them, all day, every day. Alex Jones is one of them, all day, every day. A Call for an Uprising said it perfectly today. Candace Owens, Alex Jones, Russell Brand, any of these guys were telling you anything that you really needed to hear, as opposed to simply tickling your ears, they'd be in the same boat as me. Period. But, again, I'm going to digress.
Maybe they will. So far, they haven't. I think people don't, like, normally the way that regulations work is very slow. Very slow indeed.
This guy is a complete and utter evil, lying disciple of Satan. Period. Period. Look at the acting. Look at the nonsense while he's wearing an Occupy Mars shirt. Even if there were planets, okay? Even if all of us are completely wrong, I didn't discover the Earth was flat because I watched a bunch of videos with really well-narrated people talking. I went to the top of mountains. I went to the ocean. I went and found out and did testing and talked to Rob Skiba, who did unbelievable amounts of testing to prove what your eyes see. The Earth don't move. The Earth don't move. The Earth don't spin. The sky does. The sky does, period. At any rate, this video is ridiculously long. Do not believe the hype. I seriously do not see Donald Trump ever entering political office before all this stuff happens. Richie from Boston, stay safe out there, but live life. Live every day like it's your last. One of these days, you'll be right. I'm out.